This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. That's right, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us here. You know, I know there's a boatload of other stations you could be listening to, a boatload of other commentators you could be listening to. And you've chosen me. You've chosen, was that Sally Fieldsick? They like me. They really, really like me. You don't remember? You're too young for that, huh? Wow. Where's my walker? Okay. Anyway. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com. Lots happening up there. Buying the book. That's always a nice thing. You can buy T-shirts. You can buy coffee mugs. Coffee mugs is the way to go, I'm telling you. Right? I mean, it's useful, helps me out, helps you out, and I'm telling you, notice I didn't say I guarantee it, but I'm telling you that the coffee in the coffee mug has a better flavor. See, now that coffee doesn't taste as good as the one in my regular mug. Well, I've got to play it out, it won't work, right? Black activists say pulling down statues, it don't help those Chicago kids. It's a true statement. You know, all the superficial stuff they're doing to make a point, to show how bad it was back, you know, in the days of slavery. Well, what about today? What about right now? What do you think? You know, young people, again, what are we teaching them? What do we help? Well, actually, I should say, what are we not helping them understand? By the way, this just in. I've always wanted to do that for real. This is almost a for real. Apparently, there's been, let me see. There's been 69 at the time of the printing. I mean, after that, if you never know. 69 massive earthquakes hit the Pacific Ring of Fire in 48 hours. Now, if you don't know where that is, you didn't take geography class, apparently, in high school, right? But the, you know, the ring goes, what is it, around the whole Pacific. Yeah, basically it is, right? All the way through around up the side of California, the west side, too bad it didn't go through the, no, anyway, And all the way around and back down through the Tonga, they call it the Tonga Trench. That's good. But I guess my point here is that you've got all these, I mean, you've got all these little earthquakes going on. If something happens, you've got Hawaii in there. That's just what they need is the tidal wave, right? But they got everything else going on. You've got people because they're looking at a hurricane hitting Hawaii, so the stores are being, I mean, between the lava flows and the hurricanes and maybe even a possible earthquake, that could be a problem. So let's, you know, keep them in your prayers. Keep them lifted up. Always, I can only imagine. I live in California. We've had our share of earthquakes. Not like you can get ready for them. They just happen. You can't get ready for an earthquake in California. Can I tell them the story about you? No, never mind. I won't do it. Okay. Florida girl. Thought we were having a truck rally or something. Bob Woodson was on a Tucker Carlson show. And he commented on the fact that student rioters wrecking a statue of Silent Sam on the University of North Carolina campus in Chapel Hill, you know, were just off and wrong. He said the Silent Sam was meant to commemorate students who died fighting for the Confederacy during the Civil War. It was a key part of the campus history, Carlson said. However, he said the perpetrators were really a mob of angry children. You know, they're trying out for the Red Army. The crowd chanted, "No justice, no peace, no racist police." God. Don't you love these people? They want ICE gone. They want police not to be armed anymore. I mean, we go through a whole list of what these nutjobs believe to be true. They pull down the I almost said Son of Sam. I knew that was wrong. Silent Sam statue. And it was barbaric. It was nasty. I mean, truly, they look simply like nasty protesters. Now, Woodson, who's black, said he's outraged that civil rights activists of today are destroying property and acting as frauds to the legacy of past leaders. And he's right. He is so right. Martin Luther King didn't act this way. And look what he was able to achieve. Gandhi didn't act this way. Look what he was able to achieve. Remember, something doesn't mean you're celebrating it, he said, noting that Jewish Holocaust survivors have supported museums commemorating. I mean, think about that. If anybody had a right to want to close these places down because they don't want anything mentioned, they don't want to see it, they don't want anything to remind them of it anymore, wouldn't it be Jewish Holocaust survivors? That's a no-brainer, don't you think? And that was a really dark period in human history, wasn't it? These are anarchists, and they're not freedom fighters, Woodson said. They're vandals. They're not protesters. That's what I said. I've been saying that for years. They're not protesters. When you start destroying other people's stuff for no real reason, you're not a protester. Now you're a thug. Taking down a Confederate statue, he said, does nothing for the saving the life of one person in Chicago. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Snowflakes Now will be banned on college campuses. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
We're
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Some messed up white people.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Now, if you want to get involved in the conversation, head over to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lot to do there. You know, this is just amazing to me. The story that we did online, you'll have to go back and get it. I know I'm jumping right into it because it's irritating me so much. And these students in North Carolina, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, at the University of North Carolina. They tear down a statue. What does this do? What does this do to help anybody? I mean, these kids feel like they've done, oh, look at what good we've done. Really? Who did you feed? Who did you shelter? Who did you save from harm? Nobody. You did absolutely nothing. Let me tell you what you did. You did nothing but destroy public property. That's all you did. Feel good, do you? And then they're chanting, no justice, no peace, no racist police. They kept telling the police to leave. I'll tell you what I would have done if I was cops. I would have done what they did in Buffalo. I would have left. It would have been that easy. Baltimore. I would have left. Hey, you don't want cops around? No problem. And don't call us, because even though you're destroying public property and we're arresting some of you, we're also keeping other people from beating the tar out of you. I would have left. I'm not kidding you. If I was a captain, I'd say, pull back. Out of control. It's just, and what they want is they want you to succumb to mob rule now. That's what it's all about, right? I mean, I'm watching the video. I watched the video. It's just an attack on democracy, says one fella. So, again, they think they've done this great thing. They think they're on this wonderful crusade, and they do nothing. They do absolutely nothing to help anyone. Again, I ask before I move on, I know some of you are trolling me out there, and I have to ask you, what life did they save? Right? What family did they feed? Who did they actually help? And I already have the answer. I told you. Nobody. So, you know, they wonder why we call them snowflakes. And they kept telling us stop calling them snowflakes because it hurts. Apparently not as much as snowballs. So the snowflakes now are banning snowballs at Delaware State University. That's right. God. They were talking about this on the 5 today in Fox. And Dana Perino said that the Dover, Delaware campus decided to ban the activity, citing fear of potential harm to others. She said the ban was considered necessary after students were throwing snowballs inside the dorms over the past winter as well. Oh my. I used to throw snowballs in the hallway of my house and Boston, we had to clean it up before my parents got home. I don't think any of us need psychiatric care right now. Nobody got hurt, except for the floor, where we didn't get it all up. You know, the water gets up under the floor. But here's the thing. I mean, really, seriously, punishment for throwing snowballs inside? Punishment ranges from warnings to community service, disciplinary probation, and fines. Wow, my God. These people must have ran from California to Delaware because, you know, you got fines here for giving straws. Service people can get fines up to $10,000 for giving you a straw if you don't ask for one. What do they have, Gestapo come and get you? Really, who does it? You got to pick up the phone and say, tell the waiter, just stand there for a minute, will you? I'm going to call 911.
Yes, I've been given straws without request. I'll wait for you at McDonald's on 5th and Main.
I mean, seriously, how does this work? Now, isn't it ironic that people banning snowballs are snowflakes? They're young people. I mean, the Attorney General Pam Bondi. And, you know, she's Attorney General of Florida. I don't know how much experience you can have with snowballs if you grow up in Florida and you're in Florida. You know, these people on the far left with this stuff, they take the fun out of everything, don't they? I guess you're not allowed to have a good time anymore. Right? All right, 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-7325, come on. Got to have some fun with this stuff. If you don't have fun with it, you're going to go out of your mind. You know that, right? Every time I think about this, about the upcoming election, and I'm watching some of these polls, check the polls out. No, really, check the polls out before you start running with them in your head and thinking they're right and they're true and they're honest. Because they're not. In most cases, they're not at all. All right, let's talk a little bit more about college campus crazies tonight. A professor wants police to treat alt-right groups of street gangs. Okay, sure. There's two professors now that believe that political violence would best be deterred by treating groups they define as alt-right as conventional street gangs. But why do they get... See, this is the part that scares me. Why do they get to decide who's alt-right? Why do they get to decide who's dangerous? I mean, they're, most of the time, these people are dangerous themselves. Would they have tagged these groups that were ripping up campuses all across the country under Obama as hate groups, even though they were on their side? That was the thing I thought was hilarious. Some of these groups that were fighting for the left were destroying Starbucks in Berkeley. The stores that they were destroying were stores that were far-left stores. Dr. Matthew Valethic, a criminologist at the Department of Sociology at the Louisiana State Colleges, State University, and Dr. Shannon Reed, also a criminologist at the Department of Criminal Justice and Criminology, recently published an article highlighting their research about alt-right groups and why law enforcement should consider them. It was really... never mind. Consider them as conventional street gangs. Now, Valasek and Reed address a few particular groups. They believe these groups were alt-right, such as the Proud Boys, which is a men's group started by Vice co-founder Gavin McInnes. Well, Gavin McInnes, that's a terrible man. Right? And they base that on the notion that Gavin says that Western culture is superior. But guess we're not going to be able to believe that we're better, we do better than other groups, than other cultures. It's just amazing. It never stops. You know what they do? You need to get them back in their seats and teach them reading, writing, and arithmetic. I'm Joel Mancini, your host. You listen to Real Side. More of this Tom garbage on the other side of the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump pushed back against what his former attorney Michael Cohen said in pleading guilty this week to two felony campaign finance violations. As Cohen noted, he's violated the law at Trump's direction. Longtime Judiciary Committee member Senator Orrin Hatch on the plea deal of Michael Cohen, suggesting then-candidate Donald Trump okayed payments to avoid disclosures of alleged affairs.
Well, these are serious charges, and they can't be ignored.
Interviewed by Fox & Friends, the president said payments to women who've alleged affairs with him were not akin to campaign contributions.
They didn't come out of the campaign. They came from me.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders.
As the president has stated on numerous occasions, he did nothing wrong. There are no charges against him in this. Just because Michael Cohen made a plea deal doesn't mean that implicates the president on anything.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate... No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
And she is American made. I guarantee it. Always appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being really being part of the conversation, being part of the process, being part of the solution and not the problem. You know, I keep telling people, you know, the more that you stay quiet, right? The more that you keep your mouth shut and don't engage and don't get involved and don't help, the worse you help it to become, right? I mean, the worse it gets. So you got to open your mouth. You got to let people know that it's not accept what they're saying. What they're doing is not acceptable. I don't care whether they're nieces, nephews, whatever. It's just not acceptable. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the process, part of the whole process. We were talking about the professors, who want police to treat the alt-right groups like street gangs. But you know what? If they really want equality, all of them, right? Left and right. The problem is that the professors want to decide who's alt-right and who isn't. And that is a problem. Now, the scholars also reference a conflict at Unite the Right rallies, as well as violence at the recent protests held by the Portland, Oregon-based group Patriot Prayer, which they characterize as an alt-right group clashing with counter-protesters. Yes, it was all one-sided. According to the authors, however, the definition of alt-right is not cut and dry. The vast majority of members of the alt-right groups remain tied together more by what they oppose, right? Multiculturalism, feminism, political correctness, globalism, establishment politics, and so on.
I mean, it's why do all these, I'd have to ask because I'm curious, why do all these, I don't know, protests, whatever they are, why do they come out of women's studies groups, feminine study groups on these college campuses? But the report says nothing about the violence instigated by the counter-protesters. Nothing. Or to the properly named violent groups on the other side of the aisle. Even though these far-left extremist groups like Antifa, they've engaged in violence big time. Not like they shove somebody around. I mean, you see them involved in violence. They come looking for a fight. They've been caught with rocks and bricks in their backpacks. They come with sticks. They come with baseball bats. They cover their faces. Why would you cover your face if you're not going to do anything wrong? Just action. Law enforcement should consider alternate approaches to curb the violence. What do you want? Show up with pillows and stuffed animals and blankets? Right? They want them to come with a more, not a gentler, right, but a less violent approach. What's less violent? What does that mean? You don't want them to use their guns if they need to? You don't want them to physically throw you to the ground, block your punches? What do you mean? They want the law enforcement to expand their toolbox with more effective tactics. You know something? They never have a solution. They always tell you what you're doing wrong, but they never really have the solution. Right? You need to be not as violent. Maybe you don't have to. Why don't you just shoot the gun out of their hand? Well, that proves they're watching too many movies. Right? It's according to the scholars, doing this would expand law enforcement toolbox to more effective tactics, such as creating a database to identify, collect, and share intelligence. We can't. You won't let us. You won't let them collect data. It's a privacy issue. When you get these people, man, you're right. I would fingerprint them almost immediately. I would get rolling with them almost immediately. Researchers argue that the next step would be to keep these individuals from convening altogether. It would be feasible to use civil gang injunctions to limit the association and congregation of these individuals. Are we going to, again, I say, not just all right, are you going to do Antifa too? Antifa too. Yeah. See, I got one person to laugh. The article goes into great detail explaining the ways in which these groups are similar to traditional street gangs. You know what? But they're not. Right? Most street gangs are in it for personal gain, aren't they? Take over an area. I grew up in that kind of environment. They want to do the local protection thing. They want to put some bucks in their pocket. They want to be the only one selling drugs. That's what street gangs do. They are the local economy, if you would, and they will show you what local justice looks like if you don't step in line. These guys are out there just to damage and destroy. Right? They're collecting checks from George Soros. They're collecting checks from the far left. I mean, look at, we have proof, we've seen in the past that some of these people are busting. It's not grassroots. Listen, nobody has signs ready to go for an occasion that happened today in a grassroots way, sitting in the garage that were professionally printed. When does that happen? And what printer can you call and say, I'll be by in an hour to pick up 200 signs? You can't. Everybody's got black pants, black shirt, a mask over their face. Yeah, sounds real grassroots to me, doesn't it? They never talk about the Antifa groups that are dressed in the ski masks. Right? Just amazing. By the way, I posted the video, I think it was, a couple days ago, up on our Facebook page. And it was the one of the African-American mom slapping her little boy around who told her he was home and he was going to stay away from this is how dull this kid is. He was going to stay away from the protest. And then she saw him on TV. She was at work and saw him on TV. And she saw him getting out of control, and she went down there and took action on her boy.
which is what some of you other parents ought to be doing. You shouldn't be sitting home at night going, oh, gee, you did what? Oh, you were part of the protest. Well, that's good. You should protest if you don't believe in things. No. You were supposed to be in school. And really, when did this become your cause? Today, when you saw the mob growing? And why did you wear a mask if you truly... See, they think they're like the protesters of the 60s. Nancy Pelosi forgets. They did it in the open. They didn't have masks on. They weren't pummeling police. And those people were getting pummeled. But they still did it a peaceful way. They did it in the open. They didn't destroy. Obviously, not all of them. Some of them got out of control. But today, it's like you cause, they're told to cause as much damage, confusion, aggravation, and chaos as they can. The story is posted up in Campus Reform. The Campus Reform had reached out several times to those professors, but they would not return the call. Gee, I wonder why. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, and again, this is constant, and they ignore it. They won't respond to it. That's the fun thing about it. You've got Elizabeth Warren, who will not respond to, will not talk about, truly, the Tibbetts murder. She's more concerned about illegal immigration. When she was on CNN today, she said, when she was asked about the Molly Tibbetts being murdered by an illegal immigrant, she said, I know this is hard for the family, but, right? Tell me about dismissing somebody. Right? Yeah, I know. The kid was killed by an illegal alien. But the real problem is illegal immigrants not being able to see their kids. Not the fact that illegal immigrant took the life of somebody. Now, their parents aren't going to see their kids. But, you know, it's already done. Done deal. So we're going to move on to the immigrants not being able to see their kids. She is one sick human being. And it's not just her. Pelosi and others are doing the same thing. They're sick individuals. Cold. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got?
needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I don't know who said this, and I heard it today, and I just, I kind of went, wait a minute, that can't be real. One of the commentators on CNN apparently said that Molly Tibbetts was just a girl in Iowa. We need to focus on the real problem here. Well, I thought the real problem was a young lady being murdered, but apparently I was off. Now, the commentator said if Molly Tibbetts, that Molly Tibbetts was just a girl in Iowa. The question here now is if Molly Tibbetts was just a girl in Iowa, does that mean that Trayvon Martin was just a boy in Florida? Why does one get more playtime than the other? Just asking. The way that you do this, it makes absolutely no sense to me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. I love this stuff. You know, when it comes by me, when people send me questions or what have you, I sit there and think, okay, that's a good point. Right? We could do this all night. And I would enjoy it, too. All right. So let's get back on the media failing to spotlight really what took place. I mean, how much time do you actually think other news outlets other than Fox spent on the fact that it was an illegal immigrant who should not have been here in more ways than one with a stolen ID, have been working off of that ID for years? How do you justify that? And then one guy today was trying to argue. I'd love to get on with him. One guy was arguing today that the reason these people have... Are you ready for this? They were talking about identity theft. And the commentator kept saying, well, they stole identities. They stole identities. We're able to get driver's license and work papers and all that. And what is that? What does the guy, the liberal, say? He says, well, where in the Constitution does it say that we need to have identification to work in this country? Think about that. I just find this. So we have a Second Amendment. We have constitutional rules, constitutional laws that are written, and the left constantly wants to take them away from us, constantly wants to tell us it's not what they mean. And then you got this Maroney who comes out, and what's he throw out there? The government has no right, no constitutional right, to ask you to have ID to work? And he was serious. If that doesn't scare you, nothing will. And the fact that the media is not covering this the way they should. Now, Lisa Booth on Fox was arguing that Democrats are, you know, they're quick to express outrage over the deportation of illegal immigrants, but never, never about crimes that they commit. Never. Because they don't want to bring attention to it, because then it brings attention. It lessens the reality that they're going to be able to fight for them to stay here. Look, what do they always say? Well, think about the situation they're running away from when they come here. They're running away from gangs. They're running away from violence. They're running away from the inability to get food and jobs. So what do they come here? They come here, they commit crimes? They commit violent crimes? Really? No, not all of them. I got it. But shouldn't you call out the ones when it does happen? Booth responded to killing of Iowa college student Molly Tibbetts. Right? No, I mean, murdered by, what is this, Christian Rivera? And Booth was focusing on a tweet sent by Representative Joe Kennedy out of Massachusetts. Joe Kennedy. You know, in the past, they've done a lot for society. They've done a lot for people. I'd like somebody to really show me what they've done as of late. Joe Kennedy, after an ICE agent arrested an illegal immigrant while he drove his pregnant wife to the hospital in California. Kennedy's tweet remains posted even though the heartless arrest was in connection with a murder case. Right? I mean, seriously. ICE arrested a California man on Wednesday when he stopped gas while driving his wife to the hospital for her C-section. She ended up driving herself the rest of the way to give birth alone. That's just terrible. Right? I mean, seriously. The man committed murder. So, if he murdered somebody's wife or somebody's kid, now they're sitting home alone with no child. So he's going to go help give life. That's what they're all upset, but they're not upset at the fact that he took life. And the double and triple standards by the Democrats, proof? Where's Joe Kennedy's tweet about the Tibbetts murder? Right? Where's the tweet about how badly he feels about that? How his prayers go out to that family. The peach known as Mary Harf over there at Fox, I'm not impressed by her. She is definitely what they used to refer to as a spokesperson for the party. She responded by saying that it was unfair to characterize Democrats in this way. Democrats, of course, want to keep American citizens safe. The idea that they don't is completely unfair. Well, then why don't you say it? Why don't you put it out there? Why don't you have it in your tweets? Where are they? Show them to us. Former ICE Director Tom Homan, he appeared also on Fox and said the solution to the entire problem is a border wall, period. This is why we need a wall. This is why we need to fix the loopholes, Homan said. I'm sick and tired of talking about the issue, and yet meet another angel mom. Yeah, why aren't we talking about the parents that lost their kids? Why isn't that the same tragedy? It is infuriating to me that we have allowed them to get this much momentum, and on top of that, get away with it as well. You know, I joke about this on a regular basis, but it's not really funny. But the Mayans were right. This planet, we self-exploded in 2012. But it was an explosion of morality, not the globe. The world as we know, when we say the world as we know it doesn't exist anymore, the left goes nuts when we say, I want to go back to the way it was. I want to go back to the way it was when we were able to talk about things. We were able to discuss things. And we were able to disagree, discuss, and go have a beer together. Wouldn't that be nice? When no matter what was going on around us, we were still Americans first. We still, you know, and don't you love it when the left says, well, this is not the America I know. This is not the America the way it's supposed to be. What? Can you prove in history that our founding fathers and others, other than really far left-wing Dems, wanted no borders, and, you know, no identity checks. You could work, help. Look, if there's no identity check, right, I'll just go to work for somebody, tell them my name is something different, my Social Security number is something different. I'll work there till they get uncomfortable with me or whatever. I'll go on the next job. I'll give a different name and a different Social Security number, and you can do this all day long. Do they not want any order? No, I believe they don't. When you look at the tweets and you look at what they've been saying for the last couple of months, well, a couple of years, really, they don't want law and order. They think that'll happen on its own, especially under socialism. That's working out so well in Venezuela, right? And other places, too, but Venezuela is just the easiest one to pick on right now. Now, there was a Democrat in New York Assemblyman who called out his fellow Democrats on Wednesday for opposing Immigration and Customs Enforcement after the agency deported a Nazi, a known Nazi living in the United States. And the Democrat called the deportation, right, taking this guy, sending him back to Germany. They've been trying to do this for a decade. And he said, finally, they delivered justice. And he gave Donald Trump credit for it. Think about that. They've been trying to move this guy on for 10 years. Now, who was president? Just asking. Right? I mean, actually longer than that. I'd say it's 14 years. And finally, this president says, okay, enough of this tomfoolery. Get this guy out of here. And can you see him say, that's what makes him nuts. He doesn't sit there saying, well, you know, the law says, and maybe we need to take the proper steps to get this fellow deported, get him out of here, and get him where he needs to go. Make sure we have the right paper. No. He's the kind of guy who goes, what is this stupid stuff? Get the man out of here. What are we waiting 14 years for? What do I need to sign? Get him gone. And they don't like that. That sounds nasty and makes me feel bad. Well, I'm sure all the people he sent to death row feel bad, too. I'm sure all the Jews that he helped kill feel bad, too. Their families do. Oh, but he's 95 years old. What damage can he cause now? None. He got to live to 95. He got to live a full life. And the families he destroyed, ruined, didn't. Right? Some who knew him, some who know history, say that he had played an indispensable role in the deaths of thousands and thousands of Jews during the Holocaust. You don't get to get away with it just because you get to 95. And that line of thinking shows you that they do not want to talk about responsibility. They're not interested in it. I'm Joe Messina, your host, as usual. Thank you so much for being with me. You know, check out the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots of good guests coming up. Not that we don't have them usually, but the rest of the week. Seriously, I want you back tomorrow. Be safe and God bless.